We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with a simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelance profiles, get help drafting a job post, or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com today and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Come on.
Education is the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today, said the great Malcolm X. Taking personal responsibility for your potential is what I wanted to talk a little bit about today. We all know and feel and experience that life and things and our world is changing really, 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 really fast. And we know so much, you and I, we know so much more today than previous generations knew at this point in their lives, which is great. That's just an awesome thing, but it is too much. And as we are scrambling around trying to keep pace with that reality, more information is coming. More technology is coming online. More info and facts and data is just getting dumped on us and more and more and more and more. And it is eating our collective lunch. It's not benefiting us. We just haven't quite figured out how to manage through all of it. And the things, the institutions that we used to put our faith in are failing us. And I think that they're really failing us dramatically and have been for quite some time. Organized religion, you can look at the number of people who are involved in organized religion or attend services has been just exponentially decreasing over the years. Legacy media, think that wherever you're getting your legacy media, you've discovered that it's just biased one way or another. They're no longer the arbiters of truth that we've, you know, at some point in the past, we all could tune into the nightly news and feel like we were getting a good idea of what was really going on in the world. And now it's skewed to whatever side of the issue or agenda that you're on. And certainly our elected officials, whether or not you ever believed your politicians, they're certainly coming up short as well. So, or you think that they're doing awesome. They could get the idea. So we have technology that's absolutely dividing us as a country and making us lonely as individuals. So that's not really great. And in their next act, their next assault upon us, they're setting a trap in the form of a new metaverse. It's a virtual reality that invites you to say, fuck the real world. Just come on in here. It's nice and warm. It's comfortable. Forget about all that other stuff that's going on out there in that real world. Come on into the metaverse. Come on in. So here we are, drowning in information, blindly searching for knowledge, absolutely starving for wisdom, you know, and we still want happiness. We want success. We want to be content. We're interested in striving and achieving and doing great things and having an impact, making the world a better place, all of these things. So this big wet blanket I just kind of threw on you got me thinking about human potential. And more specifically, taking responsibility, taking ownership of our potential, understanding what it is and unlocking it. One of the worst things in the world is potential, from my perspective. having potential, but never realizing it, not tapping into it, not unlocking it. So what I want to talk about is helping you to understand your potential, taking ownership of that potential, and I want to share a learning framework for making that happen. Gandhi, smart dude, said, "Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever." Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever. Powerful Gandhi. I love it. I think that there's far too many of us who their potential, without really realizing or thinking about it, their potential is like a pyramid. So visualize a pyramid or just a triangle. And that person is at the bottom of that triangle. So they are at the widest point. When they're young, they feel like the entire world is laid out for them. Like boundless, limitless potential. And they're not necessarily wrong. They feel like the world is their oyster and their potential is really unlimited. But here's the problem. As these people move along in life, they get closer to the top of the pyramid, the potential begins to decrease more and more every year as they get to the top of that pyramid, to that point. Why does that happen? Well, it happens for a lot of reasons. Just making bad decisions. You make poor professional choices. You make poor personal choices. You have flawed or limited thinking. You get into debt. You have an unhealthy lifestyle. You become sedentary. You get sick. You don't have any energy. You make bad decisions on how you spend your time and your attention. You make bad decisions about investing or just how you're consuming things. You're spending too much. Those are some of the reasons. And then by the time that person hits their 60s, their potential has narrowed exponentially almost to zero. So think about somebody who's 15 years old. Limitless potential, but that person, if they fall victim, they fall prey to the things I laid out, they get to age 60 and it's almost over. So what potential actually is like for you, hopefully, for me, it's more like an inverted triangle. So it's like an upside down triangle. And we're at the bottom. And when you're young and just getting started, our potential is frankly narrow because we lack in knowledge, we lack in wisdom, we lack in experiences, and we lack in resources. We haven't done a lot of learning at this point. Our capacity to do so is enormous. But where we're at, right there, if we did not learn more, if we did not gain in resources and knowledge and wisdom and experience, then our potential would still remain very, 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 very limited in reality. So as we move along in life and you learn and you gain in things, you gain in knowledge, you gain wisdom, you gain experience, you accumulate resources, your potential expands. Your world begins to open up exponentially. Think about a human being like Jeff Bezos. Is his potential getting bigger or smaller? It's obviously getting bigger. He has more of everything except time, but would anybody be surprised if he somehow figured out how to get more time also? So as he's moved along, his potential continues to expand greater and greater and greater. So getting back to Gandhi's quote, learn as if you were to live forever. So when you commit to lifelong learning, your potential continues to expand throughout your life. It's the opposite of the pyramid from before. So you start out somewhat limited just because you lack the resources. You make the choice to go get those resources, to enrich your life, to learn, to strive, to challenge things. Your potential continues to increase and increase and increase throughout the course of your life. Age has nothing to do with it. So truly taking ownership of that, I mean, I think that we all know somebody who peaked in high school, and that is a bummer. I think that I'm thinking of a couple people right now. You probably are as well. So I talked about the sort of a pyramid or a triangle. I talked about the inverted pyramid or upside down triangle. The worst shape is just sort of a capital I. Just a straight line up and down, where you start limited and you end limited. And you probably know somebody who has lived or is currently living that experience as well. And that happens for a lot of reasons also. But the root cause is a lack of personal agency. A belief that they'll never make anything of themselves, and the world is out to get them. So what's the point of even trying? No agency? That equals no potential. Now you're capable of doing just about anything. I believe in you. What's required of you is desire. You have to want to do it. And from there, it's figuring out what it is you want and where it is that you want to go. Then it's taking inspired action to get there.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with a simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelance profiles, get help drafting a job post, or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com today and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
And in service of doing that, I talked about this in the last week's episode on Thanksgiving. I invite you to access our goals course and our values course. They don't cost any money. You can click on them in the notes. Happy would be thrilled for you to take advantage of that and get clear on what's most important to you and get clear on where you want to go. And then a learning framework for actually making it happen. Ben Franklin tells us, "Tell me and I forget, teach me and I remember, involve me and I learn." Our capacity to learn and to grow is a legitimate superpower. That being said, and getting back to where I started, we are living in difficult times. Today, it's not enough to know. It's not enough to know how. We must also be able to take our new learnings and make them real and sustainable in our lives. Whatever you're trying to get good at, whatever you're trying to get better at, if it's personal finance, your relationships, being a better leader, I've sort of settled on 3 models for making that happen. The first is just a DIY model, so do it yourself. There is information and raw data absolutely everywhere. You can go learn on YouTube how to change your brakes on your car, change a battery, fix your dishwasher, learn how to meditate. Literally, it's all right there. And I've certainly come through it all to learn new skills personally. That's how I learned how to meditate, was on YouTube. Through the podcast, and my blog, I think that we've done a great job of putting a ton of information into the world that people are using and learning for free. No cost to them. I think that the second model I have taken to calling the invest model, and that's where you tap into the knowledge and teachings of others. And this is where you are paying to access a course from them that somebody has created. And I know that I've certainly paid for and benefited from this model. That was what college was, and I guess just school in general, right? And now, just online learning has absolutely exploded. There's so many great platforms for accessing content and learning, And I think that the first one, DIY, it's a lot of information. And this invest model, where you're looking to take care or get access to courses, this is more of a knowledge step in the process, where you're getting curated information, where people are teaching you. And then the third, I refer to as the partner model. And this is where you are engaging with somebody or some people. You're engaging with a trainer. You're engaging with an advisor, a coach. You're joining a mastermind. And you're doing that and you're paying for it because you're paying for wisdom. And I think that wisdom is more valuable today than really ever before, and more necessary than really ever before, to try to make heads and tails over about what's going on in the world and how to successfully live and navigate and find that success and that contentment and that happiness that we are all looking for. So I think that the more we can interact with an expert, the better. But certainly if you have time and attention, you can certainly find everything and piece everything together on your own using the DIY model. So I think that I know that I'm extremely proud and excited that we've created through the podcast this cool self-sustaining ecosystem of subject matter experts who have been kind enough to give their time to be guests on the show and have written content and have created courses and are professional coaches and advisors, and they've written books and they have their own podcasts. And because of all of that, because of others' great work, I'm so excited to announce the launch of a website for the podcast, and it lives at lifeblood.live, and it is a place where you can go and obviously listen to podcast episodes. You'll be able to read written content from our guests. You'll be able to take courses created by our guests, and you'll be able to engage directly with our guests and their coaching. And we're going to continue to build it out. You'll see, beginning next year, monthly events and different exciting stuff to take advantage and to engage in, all in service of helping you to get better at whatever you need to get better at or you want to get better at, so you can live the life that you want. So please do check it out, lifeblood.live, and let me know, let us know what you think. Again, check out the goals course and the values course. Be able to find those in the notes of the show here. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And be grateful if you would share today's episode with people that you think you would benefit from it. And look forward to talking with you soon.